So tying flies has changed over the years.
Yes. Initially, they imitated just a few aquatic insects that lived in England and Europe. Those same general insects lived here. So when this country was settled, people brought fly fishing to this country. Gradually, over the years, because we have so much more diversified fish populations here, fly fishermen wanted to catch them. They began to design different-looking flies to catch them. Instead of maybe it looking like an insect, maybe a crawfish or a little snake or a mouse. So gradually, the designs of flies changed to imitate a wider variety of sizes, shapes, and colors.
There are famous fishermen. Jimmy Carter.
Yes.
President Jimmy Carter.
Yes.
He was a fly fisherman, wasn't he?
Yes, he was. A really dedicated and very good fly fisherman.
Did you ever meet him?
I love that man. I've illustrated two of his books.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So you did meet him?
Yeah.
What kind of person was he to be around?
The best. He made you feel so important when you were in a room with him. It was never about him. You know, I mentioned earlier about my mother. It always had to be about her. When you were with Carter, he made you feel so special. It was unbelievable. I love that man.
So you were back and forth many times, I suppose, to illustrate his book.
We fished together, and I've given him fly fishing lessons. What a gem of a human being.
Another famous person was John Atherton from Minnesota.
Yeah.
He was the founding father of American fly fishermen, true?
No, not necessarily, but he was one of the pioneers.
Yeah. Okay, so who else would have been a pioneer?
Well, probably the one that's best known was Theodore Gordon. He's called the father of American dry fly fishing. He primarily popularized trout fishing in the East.
Okay, but John Atherton was also an artist.
He was popular and well-known, but he was not responsible for the popularity of fly fishing like Theodore Gordon.
President Eisenhower was a fisherman.
Yes, he was a fly fisherman.
And Sandra Day O'Connor was an avid fly angler.
Yeah.
She was in the Supreme Court, of course.
Yeah.
So they're big names, but not as big as the name of Dave Whitlock.
Well, I wouldn't say that. You know, earlier before lunch, we were talking a little bit about the role that fly fishermen play in our environment. Most people who are attracted to fly fishing usually love nature, but they are very interested or fascinated with the environment. Or once they start fly fishing, to get better, that knowledge makes them better. So almost without exception, fly fishermen fish for the fun of it rather than the food. They're very proactive in preserving or improving the environment, and almost none of them kill fish. They fish with a barbless hook, and they release those fish.
Yeah. Did you ever eat a trout?
Oh, yeah. But that was when I was younger.
Right.
And once in a while we're landing when it dies, we may keep it to eat. But we never kill one.
In your house, you have an aquarium of fish that are natural to Oklahoma.
Yeah.
Tell us about some of them that are in there. And you pick them up right out here.
Well, we have about a 150-gallon aquarium in our doorway where we come in. It's landscaped like an Oklahoma stream. It's got the rocks and the vegetation that came from local streams around here. And we have it stocked with the fish that live here, mostly sunfish, minnows, and little catfish. And we have little green turtles living in it.
That's such a great idea.
They're beautiful.
You have a great source out your door here.
Yeah. Well, I told you, if you want to stock your aquarium like that, I'll provide you some stock.
I've been interested in tropical fish since I was about 7 or 8 years old, and I have an aquarium now, but we're going to set up a bigger one. Yeah. I might come back and get some fish.
No, no, it may not be a good evaluation, but to me, these fish here have a lot more personality than tropical fish. You know, they really do. I mean, you can see it in them, the way they act.
More inquisitive, maybe?
They recognize you, and the way they're aggressive and the way they interact with each other. They tend to have a lot more communicative skills.
Maybe we've interested a person who's listening to this, and they say, you know what, I might want to try fly fishing. I was going to ask you, what should they do? I know what they should do.
Yeah,
they should contact Dave Whitlock. And you have classes, too, don't you?
Yeah. I used to do three-day schools with 8 to 10 people for about 10 years in Arkansas, and those were wonderful. But they gradually just got more hectic than we wanted to live. So when we moved here on John's place, I decided to dedicate myself to art and private lessons. Just like yesterday, the day before, we had a pediatrician and his wife, who's a pharmacist, spent 2 days learning how to fly fish here. And when they left, they were so in love with fly fishing, it was amazing, you know. They were the perfect role models for it. But if someone is interested in it, they can either just purchase that book, L.L. Bean Fly Fishing Book, if they want to self-educate themselves. But even better, if they live particularly in this area, it's just the book goes for a day or two.
You can either Google Dave Whitlock or go right to your website, which is Dave Whitlock, and you get all the particulars there.
I and my wife teach it. So if a wife or a girlfriend or ladies want to come, she just does a remarkable job putting them at ease.
She was a fisherwoman when you met her.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
In Arkansas.
A good-looking one.
Yeah, she is. I've just shared a nice lunch with her. Yeah. But the two of you met, and she was already a fisherwoman and an environmentalist.
Yeah, yeah.
So you didn't have to talk her into this at all.
No, we're soulmates.
You just, introduced the fly fishing to her, you're partners.
I met her at a high-impact aerobic class. She was about 30 to 32 at the time. She used to come down to the class and tell fish stories. And she'd sometimes gone by herself. And I used to ask myself, why doesn't she have somebody to fish with her? Well, I solved that problem. So we've been married 30 years, and we fish together.
She's partners with you in your artwork.
Yeah, and she's my business manager.
In your classes, and your business manager.
She teaches with me.
There's something else that was meant to be as well.
Yeah.
All right, describe a setting for me here.